Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Just praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me and let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, he is greatly to be praised. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Truly, this is the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are ever so glad in it. Why can we rejoice and be so glad in it? Because he, the Almighty God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, is in control. He's in control. Hallelujah. And he has equipped and prepared us for this day. Yes, he has. Oh, God, thank you. We give God the honor and the glory. Capital G. Yes, Lord. We bow down, bow our head and bend our knees before him. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We can rest in the knowledge that he is in control and that he is God and that he loves us. Ha, he's faithful to us. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day. Oh, let it penetrate. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. We won't worry about yesterday. We certainly can't do anything about tomorrow. Ha, but we can glorify him right now and bless his name, because this is the day. Yes, it is, that he has made, and we're rejoicing, and we're glad in it. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do, and we bless his name. Oh, God, let it penetrate. Ah, tear down walls. We give honor to God this morning, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We're talking about the Almighty God. Oh, hey, the self-sustaining one. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, glory, I felt that this morning. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. We're talking about the self-sustaining one. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. The maker, the creator, and maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. The one that, you know, we set our alarm clock and we set our phones, our iPads, our digital items, and I'll call someone and say, well, call me up at such and such time. Wake me up. Don't let me oversleep. They ain't got that kind of power, people. Did she say that? Yes, she did. They ain't got that kind of power. Well, I called my husband and he woke up. Oh, hey, don't get it twisted. Hey, if God said that wasn't, that was the end. That was a period to his life. He couldn't have woke up. Hallelujah. Don't get into it. Eposikoma. Oh, it's God and God alone. Yes. God did it. God allowed whatever you use to wake you up. You think he did it. Glory. Ain't got that kind of power. Oh, did I wake you up? You ain't got that kind of power. Our friend in New York, he reminded. Bishop said, oh, man, did I wake you up? He said, you ain't got that kind of power. You can't do that. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That's true. Don't try to pump people up. They ain't got that kind of power. Hallelujah. God allowed it. God allowed you to wake up. He allowed me to wake up this morning. Open our eyes. And then understand where we were, who we are. You understand what I'm saying? Sound mind. Hallelujah. He's the one with that kind of power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Ain't got that kind of power over me. Uh-uh. No. God. Hey, glory. I know you felt that. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. I'm the host of the show. Hallelujah. I don't even feel comfortable saying that because I know I just write myself down in it. And the real host shows up. You know, he just appeased me. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Ooh, he just appeased me. Hallelujah. He does. Hallelujah. God is good. Ooh, he guides, he leads, he directs, he instructs. And you don't want it any other way. Amen. Sometimes when we try to ease our stuff in, it just mess up. Egg all in your face, trying to explain it. Should have just let it alone and let him flow. Hallelujah. God is good. And we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to, I need to make sure there's a number that those who may need prayer can call in and leave a message. And we will certainly pray for you. You don't have to give a long, just something brief, and God will lead us in prayer. Amen. We're waiting for your call or your message, and we'll be so honored to pray. Take your concern before the Lord. Amen. Intercessors, it's not us, it's God. So when your prayer is answered, you don't have to call us. You don't have to do anything. Give God the glory. It's not us. We're just doing what we have been ordained to do, and that's to intercede. Well, yeah, sometimes we say, well, I thank you for praying for me, you know, or God answered my prayer. Oh, good, good. We don't go past that because we out of line. Because I just told you, I can't wake you up. Don't have that kind of power. I take it because that's what I have been ordained to do. To be the go-between. It's all about you and your Father. Sometimes we just too weak. Sometimes the wind is just hitting us so hard and strong that we cannot. We just don't have anything to say. We and so the intercessor steps in. Ha, what one with the garment of the intercessor? Ha, ba sekuma, and take it to the Father. Ha, ba sekuma, and it's all about you and the Father. Hallelujah! Hey, glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, Lord, thank you for the anointing power. Being an effective intercessor, not looking for names, not looking for nothing, just interceding. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm so excited. Oh, if only you knew what was, oh, God is good, 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 good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We come in the matchless name of Yeshua, your son. Hallelujah. Woo. We for how you bless us. We thank you for the Jesus, how you bless us. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blessings. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for this day, the blessing of this day. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you meet our every need. Oh, you are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. Woo! We call you our Father. Woo! Woo! Ah, who's high and lifted up and exalted. Hey, God. Woo! Our Father. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We bless your most holy name. We thank you for how you bring us through. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Almighty God, that we were in our right mind. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Thank you for the blood warm, running warm through our veins. Almighty God. Woo! Glory. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for healing us through the night, Almighty God. Thank you. Bless your name. Woo! Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for confidence. We know who you are. And that you know us. Ooh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for our brothers and sisters everywhere. Thank you for watching over your children, all of us. Ooh, thank you for guiding and protecting. Thank you for those that need heat, that you are the warmth for them. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you. You are our provider. You provide for us. Father, we thank you. Those of us that can share, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to share, oh, from our abundance that you have blessed us with. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, thank you for being a healer, deliverer. Thank you for being a protector. Thank you for being our help and our shield. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for putting a smile on our face. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory. Thank you so much for calling us your own. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for remembering these United States and every country and nation that's represented. Almighty God. Remember what's going on. You see what's going on now. You know. God, you know. Oh, my Lord. Yes, you do. You know, Almighty God. Who you knew before the foundation of the world. Father, we ask our young men and women. Oh, God, we apply the blood of Yeshua over every one of them. Over everyone. Oh, God, we ask that you cover them, shield them, the leaders, Almighty God, is making decisions, oh, God, for war, Almighty God, to take over, Almighty God, you know the truth, let your will be done, Almighty God, Rambakaba. Let the leaders know that they're just flesh and blood and that you are God. You put them where they are and you can put them down. Their very heart is in your hand, regardless of how mighty and strong they think they are. Who it is you that gave them the power and they must exercise it knowing they will stand before you and give an account. Almighty God, oh God, have mercy. Have mercy on your people, God. Oh God, quiet the anger. Quiet the eagles and the pride. Quiet, Almighty God. Quiet. Almighty God, quiet. 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 Let them see. They are, Almighty God, and those that are behind the scenes. Nothing is hidden. And that is done in the darkest of darkness. In your eyes is as the noonday sun. Almighty God, for all souls belong to you. Almighty God, we thank you that you're the one that rules. In the affairs of man. Thy will be done, great God. Hallelujah. Save and spare the lives. Hallelujah. Let our children's lives not be taken for granted. Bless your name. Touch the hearts of those here in the United States. Since we say that we are the United States, let us be united in love and peace with each other. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for building the church up stronger and stronger, bolder and bolder in you, Almighty God. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and directing us, that we will be the example for the world to see what it's like to be loved and governed and ruled by the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Remember every caregiver. Remember everyone, every senior. Remember every helpless one. Thank you. Allow them to be around people who care and love them and are compassionate. The healthcare workers, Almighty God, let them not lose their compassion. Hallelujah. Meet them at their point of need, their personal need. Almighty God, we thank you. Cover these United States as providence and territory. Cover those that represent every nation that's represented or will be represented. Help God. Again, you said all souls are yours. It has nothing to do with the boundaries that man has set. You created mankind, and every soul belongs to you. Father, we thank you. We thank you for how you care. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for those that are captive and victimizing our God, and in places, and in those that have enslaving children, that you give the children a way of escape. Almighty God. Oh God, the cruelty. Hallelujah. Turn their hearts from stone to flesh. Oh God. Hallelujah. God, you see, you know. Help, Lord. Help, Lord. Make a difference. Thank you, Lord. A way of escape to safety and love and protection. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. You're more than good. And we thank you for hearing our prayer in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. I get joy, joy, joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy, joy, joy when I think about what he's done for me. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the Almighty God. That's who I'm talking about. Ooh, glory. I get joy, joy. Everything's filtered through him. Let me just say this. Those who don't have a father, and you can't say I never had a father. You have to have had a father, you know. I didn't know my father. Well, yeah, I told you my story. My dad died when I was a year and something. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My second dad died when I was 7. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember vaguely my second dad. And I knew he loved me. I remember that. But that's a long time to go without a dad. And I understand that there's some who never knew their dad. But let me tell us something. Thank God for it. Even if you know him or don't know him, your dad. Ooh, glory. Ooh, we have a father. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. We have a father who will not forsake us. We have a father. Oh, God Almighty. We have a father who loves us with an everlasting love. We have a father, hallelujah, who wants us to know him and know that he loves us. and he will correct us. Hallelujah. Woo! We have a Father. Oh, yes, we do. Hey! And, oh! You know, and we can make it so personal because he's real. I can't do that. That goes against my Father. Mm-hmm. Ha! Young girls, I can't talk to you. That goes against you. Your behavior, my Father wouldn't be pleased with that. No, sir. No, that's not the type. No. Because you need to know who my Father is and know how much he loves me. And he protects me and he cares for me. He shields me. Yeah, that's what we need to be saying. That you know, but we, so many of us, don't believe that God is real. So we don't take it as such. We are supposed to, his commandments and his principles and his statutes supposed to be so real to us that it's effortless to obey. But we divided. The church is over here and the world is here. We live in the world 6 days a week, sometimes five. And we go to Bible study and church, and that's where he stays. And when we walk out of the church door, we don't realize so often that the young women go right, and some of the older, into what they were doing all along. It's, they shout, they pray, but they go right back. They have not learned the ways of their Father and what their Father means to them, and can't, and they're not, and they're shut in, and they're not exposing what's going on. So our friends so often think that, oh, they're doing, we okay. And you mean tell me you don't have a boyfriend yet? Oh, that's a good boyfriend. He got a good job. He got a good this. But ain't nobody say he loved the Lord. Ain't nobody say, well, we better pray and see if this is what God wants. Because you're scared if you reveal it, that person is going to try to take him. Uh-huh. We got to get all of that out of us, rooted. Oh, yes, I see that. The root. Oh, my God, I see that. Oh, it's got to be rooted out of us. The world got to be rooted. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not from the world. You know, got to get rooted out. This got to go. Got to go. Every time people have been told, don't bring that church stuff here. We got to get all that out. That's why people don't know they're on a fence and they don't know which way to go. And we tell you, why are you riding the fence? Because that's what you're teaching me. You know what I'm saying? We got to make it real. Let them not make it real. Let people see the reality that it's all right to walk this 7 days a week, not be ruled by man and man legalistic ways. The truth of God. I believe if we really learn and the walls are torn, how much God loves us, how much you love you. He knows you. God knows you. When we get to understand how much he loves you, how much you can depend on him. Yeah, for that. That's too. For that too. Yes. Get to know his voice. Yeah. So the closer you get, the more familiar you become with his voice. Oh, my, that's enough to shout right there. Oh, he sent his son to exchange your unrighteousness for his righteousness. Don't let people tell you it's all right to do this and God understands. Why you want God to understand sin? Oh, God will forgive you. He know you human. That's not what you want. We under grace. It doesn't matter. Foolish to take God's grace and drag it through the mud. No. No, we don't want to do that. We don't want an excuse. Yes, this may be what you're doing, but we take it to God and ask God to deliver you from it. Remove the desire for it. And when you no longer want it, and it becomes to you what it is, the reality of what it is, then guess what? You're like, ooh, I don't do that no more. What? Oh, glory. That's something to shout about right there. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing when those, I don't do that no more. Lord, when I stopped doing that, when did that happen? I'm telling you, like, Jesus, thank you. He loves you. He sent his son to die for you. That's a reality. That's a historical fact, too, as well as a biblical fact, that his son came and his son went to Calvary cross. And I wish I had time to tell you all the events that happened. Oh, glory. Hey, oh, God. Hallelujah. How the earth rocked and reeled. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, God had a plan for us. Oh, God had a plan. When man fell, God had a plan. And he told the enemy, he had, hallelujah, the Lamb was already slain before the foundation of the world. God loves you, and he cares. He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, I pray that it tear down every obstacle that will prevent you from understanding and knowing. Like some of our seniors, and I'm a senior too, the seniors will say, I got it. I know it in my Noah. Hallelujah. I got a Noah. Yes. In my sanctified soul. Oh, baby. They sit in the rocking chair and say, baby, you haven't lived as long as I have. Ooh, glory. God got it. Ooh, God got the situation. That's going on right now. He got every situation in his hand. Hey, God. Hallelujah. You can just sit back in your rocking chair and say, oh, glory, hallelujah, God got it. Oh, I know he know where I am. I know he loved me. And, oh, my God. Ooh, hallelujah. When he said, get up, you get up. And when he said, sit down, you sit down. When he said, speak, you speak. When he said, don't say that. Oh, and you don't say it. You don't have nothing to say. No, I ain't got nothing to say. God ain't tell me nothing to tell you. Hallelujah. Yet he gives you a will. And when he said no, and you decide to do it, it's your will. It's your will. You're not a robot. Oh, that's how much he loves you. You and I would have made a whole bunch of robots. Wouldn't be dishonoring us, huh? But God, God, in his infinite wisdom and love for us, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And he did. And he loves us still. Whew. And he's coming back. 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 Can't say he's on his way back, because there's a moment of quickening and boom, he's here. Yeah, he's God. He's not. same way he came, he went up, he's coming back. That's what the angel said. Mm-hmm. I'm just repeating some things. Ha! Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Bless the Lord. To ask the Lord to give us strength to live the life that's pleasing in his sight. Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, God is good. That's all I can say is God is good. And he loves us. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Genesis 1, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit, oh my God, of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them blessed his most holy name. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. See, you can have a, I just love the Lord and I thank you, Jesus. Yes. Do you have it in your sanctified soul, Almighty God? It just feels so good. I just gotta praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In my sanctified soul. Do you have that? I mean, you got joy, joy, joy. When I think about what he's done for me, I got joy, joy. He saved my soul. Knowing. Have faith enough to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Ooh, knowing that he is interceding for me. That's why I can tell you he's interceding for you. He's interceding for us. Oh, he's the lover of our soul. Ooh. He died for us to bring us back to the right relationship with the Father. We're in covenant with the Almighty God. Don't think of what all that means for you. What are you, your part that make this covenant whole? What I'm saying is you have a part in the covenant. Yes. Hallelujah. you just can't go reckless. You have a part. Oh, God. But it's his choice. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. Oh, you just don't know. Oh, well, I'm getting myself back together. My sisters, I'll be on the watch. I have some more names to put on the prayer list. We thank the Lord for every opportunity to pray. A young man, he's in his 40s, and he had some strokes, so he's convalescing. We need prayer. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, listen, before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. Listen, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. That's a shout right there. Glory be to God. That's a shout. You can shout it. Hallelujah. You can just shout it. You can just shout it. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's confidence. Absolutely, positively confidence. And God is saying this of himself. I am God. Besides me, there is none other. Hallelujah. I am God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7, 13-14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, this is what God is saying. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory be to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got joy, joy, joy down in my sanctified soul. 2 Chronicles 36, starting at the 22nd verse. This is just to show that God is God over the entire earth, all the universes. Even if you don't know him, he's still God and he still works in you or in mankind as he please. Listen, now in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken
by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all the people? The Lord, his God, be with him, and let him go up. Yeah. I tell you, didn't I tell you that I said that all souls belong to God? He said all the kingdoms of the earth has God given him. Mm-hmm. Read the story. That's right. And let's see there again what time is about. Daniel, the second chapter, starting at the 47th verse. Listen, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God is God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thus could reveal this secret. Nebuchadnezzar, a world leader, kingdom mighty, came to the conclusion and understanding that God, Daniel's God, our God, is God. That he's God of gods. Hey, we knew that, but it's good to hear it and to confirm these things when we see different things happening on the scene. And these are just a few. I'll just read one more in Daniel, the fourth chapter, starting at the 34th verse. This was after Nebuchadnezzar. Boy, my time. I'll need you to read because my time is up. Read Daniel, the fourth chapter, the 34th through the 37th verse. As I said, hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. I have one other main thing that I have to learn to do, and this won't be a problem. Hallelujah. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness, wellness, happiness, joy. Yes. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Listen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling. If you won't stumble, you won't fall. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Both now and forever. Amen. And thank God. Thank God for knowing us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go in peace, go in love, go knowing that God loves you with an everlasting love and he is your Father. Hallelujah. That's the reality for today. Love you. God bless.